Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling like something fundamental just shifted inside you? Most of us spend our days navigating an endless stream of exchanges, 2,500 conversations monthly. Yet how many truly matter? Here's the uncomfortable truth. While we're busy perfecting our PowerPoint presentations and crafting careful emails, we're systematically avoiding the conversations that could actually transform our careers, relationships, and lives. The premise is both simple and terrifying. Come out from behind yourself and make it real. This isn't about communication skills or active listening techniques. It's about understanding that your life succeeds or fails one conversation at a time. And right now, most of us are failing. Three principles underpin everything that follows. First, the conversation is the relationship. Marriages crumble and employees quit when certain topics become forbidden. Relationships fail not from dramatic blow-ups, but because meaningful dialogue stops. Second, we're always conversing with ourselves. Sometimes other people happen to be involved. When someone speaks, four conversations occur: what they say, what they meant, what you heard, and what you think you heard. Like standing on different colored stripes of a beach ball, we each see only our slice of reality. You see blue everywhere and conclude, "My company is blue." Your CFO stands on red, dealing with financial constraints you never see. Most teams practice the corporate nod, silently agreeing while internally disagreeing. Third, transformation isn't comfortable. Like potent hot sauce, fierce conversations alter you permanently. The goal isn't better communication, but fundamental shifts, from low inclusion to high engagement, from anonymous feedback to real-time honesty, from political maneuvering to genuine collaboration. Reality disrupts our favorite fantasies, and while you may not like it, you cannot successfully argue with it. You cannot have the life you want or be the leader you're capable of being until your actions represent an authentic expression of who you really are. Yet many of us withhold our genuine thoughts to gain approval, losing our identity trying to succeed at someone else's life. Consider Tom Porro, a likable executive who nearly died mountain climbing after choosing a dangerous shortcut and failing to rope up. In the hospital, he had a fierce self-reckoning. "The way I approached that crevasse is how I live my life. Head down, don't ask for help, don't listen to advice, just move." This mirrors how many of us operate, not paying attention to what others say or even to our own words. Our companies and relationships mirror ourselves back, revealing both what's working and what isn't. When our identities become rigid despite evidence of imperfections, people must either work around our flaws or leave. To become more authentic, create your personal stump speech. Where am I going? Why am I going there? Who is going with me? How will I get there? Then list the fierce conversations you've been avoiding. Those are the ones that matter most. Humans long to be known and loved. Understanding someone deeply matters more than simply loving them. The Zulu greeting, "Sawubona," means "I see you." Until you truly see someone, they don't exist in your world. At 16, the author experienced this when her boss unplugged her typewriter to ask her opinion on an advertising layout. His genuine interest made her feel valued, a bigger human being in his presence. When someone really asks, we really answer. Being present requires soft eyes, a technique from Japanese karate. Rather than straining to focus, softening your gaze allows peripheral awareness. The same applies to listening. For many, the opposite of talking is waiting to talk. As Rumi wrote, "We need to reach beyond the street where everyone says, 'How are you?' and no one says, 'How aren't you?'" Many leaders spend days mole-whacking, solving small problems rather than addressing root issues. The decision tree clarifies ownership. Leaf decisions, act without reporting. Branch decisions, act, then report. Trunk decisions, report before acting. And root decisions, decide jointly. This framework frees executives from constant oversight while developing team capabilities. Burnout stems not from solving problems, but from solving the same problem repeatedly. The courage to confront tough issues, especially problematic attitudes, behaviors, or performance, separates thriving relationships from dying ones. Avoiding these conversations costs more than having them. Many groups operate with unspoken rules about undiscussables, topics too risky to discuss. Leaders unrealistically hope marginal employees will transform, but spontaneous recovery from incompetence doesn't happen. True confrontation isn't attacking someone from across the room, but sitting side by side examining an issue together. Careers develop gradually through successful conversations, while negative suddenlies, like termination, shock people who didn't see them coming. When giving feedback, examine your own interpretations. We often make up stories about people and then behave as if our stories are true. Rather than labeling behaviors, describe factual observations and ask for their perspective. Prepare a 60-second opening. Name the issue, provide a specific example, describe your emotions, clarify what's at stake, identify your contribution, indicate your wish to resolve it, and invite response. Then practice genuine inquiry, listening rather than building your case when you disagree. Leaders leave an emotional wake with every interaction, the aftermath others remember long after we're gone. Even brief hallway comments can cause lasting resentment, especially when others add their personal spin. Negative wakes stem not only from unkind words, but from withheld appreciation. Andy, a consummate professional, lost his heir apparent Roger by never expressing his high regard. Though Andy planned Roger's promotion, he felt it wouldn't be politically correct to share this. When Roger resigned for a dead-end position, Andy realized his mistake. "I didn't tell him I loved him. I thought he knew." Technology amplifies misunderstanding. Eye contact is our most powerful communication tool, followed by phone calls, with email as last resort. The power of no creates space for meaningful yeses. The issue isn't saying no, but how. "I have a different perspective" works better than "you don't know what you're talking about." Silence proves equally powerful in fierce conversations. Good conversation resembles classical music. Spaces between notes create meaning. The silence worth cultivating is restful and inviting, not indifferent or passive-aggressive. Silence creates space to identify root causes, reflect on limiting beliefs, and scan our hearts for ground truths. Your time of holding back is over. Fierce conversations aren't about perfection. They're about aiming for something worthy, feeling something authentic. The risk is being known, revealed, changed. Safety is overrated. Life demands we answer. What is real? What is honest? What has quality and value? Like Pope Francis, who creates afterglow rather than aftermath, we must model positive communication. Sometimes all we need to say is, "I don't know. I need help. I was wrong. I'm sorry." These four sentences hold more power than any carefully crafted corporate message. The conversations you're avoiding with your partner, your team, your children, yourself, will determine whether you look back on genuine connection or polite distance. Choose fierce. Choose now.